If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Dana Goldberg, comedian extraordinaire, live in studio.
Good morning.
Patrick makes a good point. Steph, I agree with the Washington Post. These Podesta emails just make me want to vote for her more. By the way, according to David Axelrod, in 2008, Obama was privately for gay marriage, but only supported civil unions publicly. Odds are her private positions are farther to the left than her public positions.
That's probably very true.
Humphrey.
Yep.
Okay. Do we have Bill Clinton on the campaign trail yesterday?
What's anybody who tells you we're doomed to have a bleak future where we're always embroiled in endless religious, tribal, ideological conflicts is not right. It depends on how people think and what we do. Your mind and your heart have much more effect on the future than what you think. You have the power to create. The whole idea of America is that we can make new tomorrows. And you just have to decide whether you believe that.
You know, Jim, if he were a Bill Clinton impersonator, you would tell him he's overdoing it a little bit, wouldn't you? You know, it's a little bit too much of this now.
Yeah, you're laying it on a bit thick.
Yeah.
I
back
it's
up
bit,
on that.
A bit much.
Yeah.
Okay. One more. I love that our impersonation is just us with like a cold.
Yeah.
like we didn't clear our throat when we got up.
The whole Reagan impression consists of well.
Yeah. Well, there you go again.
There you go. Okay. Nancy.
Okay.
I urge you not to reciprocate the road rage. Don't feed all this venom and poison and acid that's been put in our political society. Reach a hand of friendship out to people. Talk to them. This is our country. Our whole future is riding on it. I am telling you, we are on the verge of having the best times America has ever had if we do the right things and show the right face to the world and show the world how to walk away from the madness.
I'm not saying that I will not reach out a hand in friendship, Dana. I may have a tiger lady in it.
Yeah.
Given my recent experience with Trump supporters. Just in case. Maybe not even claws out yet, but just a hand in friendship.
I tell you what, I was talking to a friend about this. So obviously on November 8th, we know what we want to happen. God willing.
Or November 28th, if you're a Trump supporter.
If you're a Trump supporter, this will all be over on November 29th.
Right.
Just hang in there.
Just hang in there. Go on vacation for the rest of November.
Yeah.
Just come back right
if nothing's gonna happen.
If God forbid the world lost its mind and that the disgrace of a man was in the White House, the Clinton supporters would obviously be very disappointed. We'd be fired up. We'd want to go out for midterms. We want to make sure that we get the Senate, the House, whatever, whatever.
Right.
When Clinton gets elected, I'm genuinely terrified of these insane people and the violence that's going to come out when it's announced.
This woman just said it yesterday to Mike Pence. I'm ready for a revolution if he loses it.
Yeah.
You're like,
but it's not even a revolution. When they think of that, they're thinking of like the revolution where people were shooting muskets at each other, which are now semi-automatic weapons. That's the revolution that's going to happen with some of these Trump supporters.
Yeah. No, it is. I've said this for a long time. It is very dangerous what he's doing.
Yeah.
This whole rigged thing, and I want you to go watch the polls, and I want you to, you know, make sure. I mean, it is a recipe.
You know which people I'm talking about. You know.
Yeah.
I don't have to spell it out.
No, you don't. TJ in Pennsylvania. Hello, TJ.
Hey, I wanted to be the official balloon twister of the Stephanie Miller show.
Official what now?
Balloon twister.
Oh, that sounds dirty. Wow. All right. Grab it. Twist it.
I wanted to let you know my congressman was at the rally on Monday night. For Trump, and his name is Lou Barletta, and I called his office today and left him a voicemail and said in no uncertain terms that as a woman, as a Christian, as a lesbian, as a sexual abuse survivor, I was not going to have it, and I'm going to fight to make sure he doesn't become congressman again.
Yep.
Thank you for making
good for
that
you.
Call. Absolutely.
Good for you. Good for you.
You know, go ahead.
By the way, I'm not saying I save Gay Stack for you, but... I forgot it was coming out day. It was National Coming Out Day.
Yeah.
Wednesday?
The 10th.
I forgot
10th?
To come out again.
11th.
Here's an update. I'm still
Shoot.
Gay. But Von Seel said, happy coming out day. I remember your courage. And here's what I was thinking, Dana. Here's what I will be a happy day in America for me when you don't need courage anymore to come out. Mine was several years ago, but publicly. But I think that that's like, I hope we don't even have to say that anymore, that it takes courage to, you know, to speak your truth.
Well, the other thing is that you don't just come out once. You have to come out several times. You have to come out to your doctor. I don't know why I have to come out to my gynecologist more than once, because we've had this conversation about why I know I can't get pregnant. But it's those sorts of things where...
How many times do we have to go over this?
How many times do we have... No, I'm not on birth control. No, there's no chance I could possibly be pregnant. You're a very smart woman. Can you please do this without my help?
Okay. I had the greatest gynecologist back in New York. It was a guy, and he goes, honey, it's okay. I worked with the nuns at the convent over there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is, look at, there's a story, the Republican Texas judge.
Was your vagina wearing a habit?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, now all my secrets are out. Republican Texas judge officiates a gay wedding and comes out as a Democrat.
What? Now he came out of the closet.
Terry Jennings is now the only Democratic justice on the Texas First Court of Appeals after he quit the Republican Party and switched his party affiliation on Saturday. The turning point for Jennings was in January when he officiated a same-sex wedding and realized he didn't belong in the Republican Party anymore.
You know, a lot of the times, all jokes aside, when someone meets someone and realizes that, oh my God, I love this person, they're important to me, they're close to me, oh, and they're gay, it really makes you look at yourself and your prejudices and all of those things. It's knowing someone. That's why the National Coming Out Day is so important.
Well, I also think, and you know, because I work with a lot of youngins, stem cells around here. But I also, because I don't know if you saw Miley Cyrus, I thought this was really important. She identifies as pansexual. But I think it's important that we get rid of the whole label thing. I mean, you know that, because I've talked to you a little bit about my private life.
All the people in the South, I ain't having sex with no skillet. What is she pansexual? What does that mean?
But I personally went back in the closet for someone I loved that was not comfortable with being out.
Yeah.
But again, I think that, and again, I don't know, like, again, I don't want to label people because I would assume you'd say bisexual because, you know, she was in love with me and wanted to marry me and it was her second relationship with a woman. But I think it would be better if we did away with labels, you know, because some people do identify as just in love with a certain person. But anyway, it was interesting what Miley Cyrus said. She's how old? She's like 12?
12. Yeah.
13, 13 now, I think. Four,
I don't know.
Too old for Trump.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah, she said, my whole life, I didn't understand my own gender and my own sexuality. I always hated the word bisexual because that's even putting me in a box. They said, when did you first identify as pansexual? She said, once I understood my gender more, which was unassigned, then I understood my sexuality more. I was like, oh, that's why I don't feel straight and I don't feel gay. It's because I'm not.
Right.
So I think, and I think she's dating a guy now.
I don't know. I think everyone falls on the Kinsey scale. Like, from one point to the other, are you a gold star? You're not a gold star. You came out late. I'm a gold star.
I know what you are.
Right. But if I had an experience with a guy, I would not consider myself bisexual.
Right.
It just wouldn't.
Right.
The labels are ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was also important. She said, they asked, what do you say to Bernie supporters who still won't vote for Hillary? She said, that's crazy. And you're out of your mind. It's literally pissing me off more than anything. If you could even consider Donald Trump, you never understood Bernie in the first place.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's well said. That sentence is well said. If you would vote for Donald Trump, you never understood Bernie in the first place.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, and then the other story I thought related to this for Coming Out Week, but Kristen Stewart, she's really young too, actress, mm-hmm. right? And she was famously dated Robert Pattinson. She's with a woman now.
Yep.
And she said she opened up for the first time about her girlfriend. And about her love life, she said, I'm not ashamed and I'm not confused. Things have changed, not just with me. We're really allowed to encourage this new acceptance to develop and be awesome. She said, I would never talk about any of my relationships before, but once I started dating girls, it seemed like there was an opportunity to represent something really positive. And I think that's
fantastic.
It. Just doing away with labels and judging and just being able to speak your truth. Because I don't think it's what you identify with. I think it's the hiding and the lying that's poisonous for
everybody.
Everybody, people, relationships, yeah.
And so, you don't give people an opportunity to see and love you if you aren't putting your authentic self out there.
Right.
So, there, you know, when you say the world rejects me, are you actually living your truth?
Right.
If you are, then that's a different story. But if you're not, then you're rejecting yourself anyway.
That's right.
That was very deep.
What we can all agree on is we all want to bone Ken Bone. The Ken Bone Halloween costume?
No, I still don't.
No. Okay.
Although he's adorable.
It's already sold out. The $100 Ken Bone costume, the guy in the red sweater. That's
amazing.
Asked,
yes.
I don't understand our internet culture. He's just a guy that asked a question at the, I don't know.
Did you read it where he said he got in this car that morning and his pants split all the way up the back? And so the red sweater was the backup choice? He said, well, I guess I had gained some weight since I had tried this on. They split all the way up the back. And he said he's like any good blooded man. His wife dresses him. He's very sweet.
Also, very exciting. The Golden Girls action figures are here.
Oh,
fine.
right? They'll be debuting at New York Comic Con, Jim, if that's what you... No? Not on your Christmas list? Okay.
The Grindr app is going to shut down in that building. Gay men are going to go in there for their Golden Girl dolls.
Mike in Chicago, you're on with Dana and Company. Hello, Mike.
Hi, you guys were talking earlier about who Donald Trump sounds like at his rallies and stuff. There was a movie way back, I think like 79 or 89. It was called Dune, D-U-N-E, and it was by Frank Herbert. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And there was a despotic ruler there called Baron Vladimir Harkonnen. Mm-hmm. And if you ever get a chance to look that up or listen to the clips of that, it's so similar, so parallel, it's uncanny. You wouldn't believe it.
Wow.
Right. Wow. Yeah, I know. It is scary. It's mm-hmm. the whole, remember, I alone can fix it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. And what's the crazy main guy, LePage? He was like, that's exactly what we need. We need an authoritarian right now. Oh, let's change our entire system of government mm-hmm. for Herr Drumpf.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Drumpf.
Okay, 17 minutes after the hour.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jim, there's a Jew. Do the German in the marching.
There are German Jews.
Yes. There are.
Yes.
There are very many of them.
Very confused people.
All right.